You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Time to talk about law enforcement and crime. This morning we're joined by BSO Undersheriff Colonel Nicole Anderson in for Sheriff Gregory Tunney. Good morning to you, Nicole. Good to talk to you, Colonel.
Good morning.
Now, we've had a lot of people come back into the state of Florida. According to the numbers I've seen, we've hit pre-pandemic levels for tourism. How the holiday season is here. How are the roads going in the airport? How are things going? Give us a review of it.
Well, thankfully, there was no significant issues on the roads. And as far as Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport, everything went smoothly. This holiday season is probably going to be a busy one, and to people are getting back out and about and traveling. And, you know, our tips for our holiday travelers are, first of all, pack your patience. If you're traveling through the airport, you know, we encourage people to arrive a little earlier than normal,
right,
which would allow them, you know, extra time, and they don't have to rush. Most importantly, we need everybody to know that the federal mandates are still in place with regards to masks, and that they must be worn at all times when entering any airport terminal, buildings, or transportation vehicles. And finally, probably the biggest issue and confusion is the curbside parking. All vehicles that pull up and stop on the curbside must be actively picking up or dropping off passengers, or picking up luggage or dropping off luggage. You can't just sit there and wait. There is a cell phone lot that's attached to the airport, and we encourage people to wait there until the passengers arrive.
Yeah, I'm amazed. People parking like at the side of the road waiting. I mean, there's a lot. We did this on purpose. I mean, there's a good reason for it. Anyway.
Yes.
There's been a disturbing surge in these cases of smash-and-grab robberies across the country, some in San Francisco, some in L.A., Monterey, California, Chicago, Minneapolis. Have you seen any of this in South Florida, in Broward County? And, is there something you've discussed with your deputies about this?
Absolutely. We have roll call discussions every day in our districts, as well as our robbery unit detectives are certainly aware of this trend that is going around across the country. Fortunately, at this point, we haven't seen this type of crime in BSO jurisdiction. What we would encourage people who are shopping or actually working in a retail facility, if you see criminal activity forming or you hear discussions of it about to happen, to immediately contact law enforcement so it can be addressed. You know, always be aware of your surroundings and stay calm. You know, at the end of the day, they're stealing property. Let it go and call 911, and our detectives will work diligently to, you know, identify and apprehend these individuals.
Yeah, without question.
Your safety is first and priority.
Absolutely. Finally, it's that time of year when I know BSO is kicking off its annual toy drives. Tell us about them.
Yes, our employees have been donating toys for the agency's second annual Holiday Wonderland toy drive.
Mm-hmm.
The toy drive will take place later this month at our public safety building, and they will be given out to pre-selected students who are in need. Hundreds of students and their families are expected to participate, and BSO will be distributing bags filled with non-perishable foods and toiletries as well. And the Sheriff's Foundation of Broward County will also be donating 300 gift cards to the first 300 families in attendance.
Nice. Hey, Colonel, thanks so much for your time this morning. Thanks for everything you do for us each and every day. We appreciate it, and all your men and women as well. We'll talk to you soon. Take care now.
Thank you, and you too.